This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's up and welcome back to another Kinda Funny Games cast. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes and I'm joined by the new face of video games, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
What's up, Tim? How's it going?
It's going so well. Joining us as well is Andy Cortez, but he had to go pee-pee, so he's going to be right back. We just watched the PlayStation State of Play, the first one of 2023, focusing on third-party games and specifically Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, getting a 15-minute breakdown of that entire thing, some PSVR focus, a couple other updates on some Capcom titles. So we're going to break all that stuff down like we always do here on Kinda Funny Games, give our reviews of the thing overall, give our, like, you know, what we liked, what we didn't, all of that stuff, maybe even talk about some games we've been playing, because that's what we do on this show. And we do that every single week right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You could watch it there. You could watch it on roosterteeth.com. You could also get it as a podcast by searching your favorite podcast service for Kinda Funny Games Cast, and we will be right there for you. If you wanted to get the show ad-free, though, you got to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like our Patreon producer, Delaney Twining, has done. Thank you so very, very much. Today we're brought to you by HelloFresh, but I'll tell you about that later. A little housekeeping for you, just a little bit. Next Monday, we got something really, really exciting happening right after Kinda Funny Games Daily at 11 a.m. Pacific on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. What's happening, Bless?
A new episode of The Blessing Show is coming out. It's a very exciting one. It's going to be one of the longer episodes. Think like the Roguelite episode that we put out a couple years ago. And it's the episode that me and Roger, I think, we're both the most proud of. I don't want to tease too much about what it's about. You know, I want people to come through and be surprised and be excited when they get there. But it is a must-watch piece of Kinda Funny content, is what I'll say.
It was good. I saw it. And it was amazing.
Yes.
So you ain't ready. So get ready. 11 a.m. Andy Cortez, how you feeling? You feeling refreshed?
I'm feeling great. Yeah, of course, the worst timing ever.
Of course.
Walk over there. Doo-doo. Yeah, what's up? Okay, let me lock in another. Doo-doo. Yeah, like, oh, come on.
Two bathrooms, not enough. Andy, I just did the whole rigmarole.
Okay.
We were talking about the show we're on. It's the Games Cast. It's the whole thing. You already know all about
it. Heard of
that.
It. Watched it before.
I want to start by going around the table on what we would give this on the Kinda Funny scale of 1 to 5. As a showcase, as we always review these showcases. I'm going to start with you. What did you think of this state of play?
I came in with expectations damn near the core of the earth, like as far south as you could go, far deep, and I'd still give it like a 2 out of 5.
Yeah,
it was a pretty bad presentation. I don't think it's worthy of this big of a stage. I don't think like a state of play always kind of has some weight to it. Like there's going to be some kind of big information. I think the coolest stuff we saw are the knowns. The Resident Evil 4 looks amazing still, of course. Lightfall looks great. What little we saw of it. I had fun watching Kill the Justice League. I'm going to have fun with that, even though it looks like it's not going to be the best game ever. I don't think it's having a battle pass is necessary at all. I think there's like a lot of red flags with what the game is trying to be, but I'm still going to play it and have fun with it. And I think like the fact that of the stuff that we know of still didn't even look like insanely great. I think that's like the worst part of it. A lot of smaller titles that got announced. I just wasn't really excited by much that was shown today.
Bless, what about you?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I would also give it a 2 out of 5. For me, this direct or this state of play had 3 things to do, right? It had to sell me on 5 VR games. It had to sell me on Suicide Squad, and it had to sell me on the other third party games that are coming to PlayStation. And I feel like it didn't do a great job of any of those. When it comes to the VR games, right? We're talking about Before Your Eyes, which we already knew was coming to PlayStation VR. We got a trailer for that. I think the trailer for that was good, right? But then I go to The Foglands, Synapse, Journey to the Foundation, and all those games looked all right, right? Like, none of them really stuck out to me as, oh, shit, all right, this is getting me hyped for the platform, right? It would have been cool to get 1 or 2 of those that were, hey, this is a reason why you should buy VR. Like, this is a reason why you should show up and continue to be excited for this thing. But none of the games they had in the VR section really spoke to me in that way. When we're talking about Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, I think This was I like the breakdown for the fact that I think this is the clearest look that we've gotten at Suicide Squad, and that's what I've been asking for. I think that's what we've needed. But it's also the reality check of, hey, this is what Suicide Squad is. And I think a lot of people aren't going to be into what Suicide Squad is, and that's kind of the bummer of the whole thing. I'm with Andy that this game doesn't strike me as a game that I want a battle pass for. It doesn't strike me as a game that needs to be a live service game. And also, when I look at the gameplay, even though I think the gameplay looks fun, it looks like a game that I want to play with Andy and with the streaming crew, and a game that I might want to grind in the same way that I would grind in an Outriders or grind in a Borderlands. It also doesn't strike me as a game that is, this is the big new game from the developers of Arkham Asylum and Arkham City and Arkham Knight that they've been working on for 7 years. Like, no, it looks like a game. It looks like a fine game. You know, I don't think it looks bad from the trailer at all. I also don't think it looks amazing. I think it is a very, like, all right, this just looks like a fine video game, a fine Suicide Squad game.
You could remove the IP from it and I'd still be excited for it, but yes. That...
Really? I think that's kind of where I have my biggest problem.
And that's what sucks, I think, for the DC fans who, like Barrett, who have been waiting for whatever this new offering is to see into this universe. And it really does feel like if Nintendo came out and said, hey, by the way, the next Zelda we're working on is a match 3 game or something like that, and you'd be like, oh, this isn't what I want from this IP right now, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I wanted more from that Suicide Squad trailer, and yeah, they didn't really sell me more in that game. If anything, it kind of confirmed the things I was already I was already scared about in terms of the Battle Pass stuff. But then talking about the non-VR games, non-Suicide Squad stuff, I thought that showing was fine as well. Goodbye Volcano High, I've been waiting on forever. The new trailer, again, didn't really excite me about Goodbye Volcano High. I do like that we got a release date. And so it's nice to get some definitive information about that. Humanity, I think, looks interesting. I like getting more information about that because it's been a while since we gotten that.
Information we got?
That's coming out in May 2023, and it has like VR stuff. But yeah, the trailer as a whole felt very abstract, which is enhanced. And so
yeah,
I'm down for that. This is one of those ones where I'm going to trust until I try it. True. And then hopefully it blows me away because, like, from doing Res Infinite and doing Tetris Effect, I got trust in Enhance, and hopefully this feels like a follow-up to those. But yeah, like, Chia getting a release date and also being on PS Plus Extra, dope as hell.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, Naruto, Boruto didn't do much for me. Baldur's Gate looks cool for Baldur's Gate fans. Overall, I feel like the state of play didn't bring the stuff, and that's where I remain with it.
Yeah, I think on the review scale, like, just objectively of like what they said they were going to bring and how they presented it, I'd probably give it a 3, but like how I feel about it, like at the end of the day, I'm giving it a 2 out of 5. I think this is bad because although they said exactly what they were going to give, I still feel like in terms of presentation, if you're going to have us watch this for 45 minutes, give us a little something. I do think Chia getting this PlayStation Plus day one coming out is great. Like, that is the type of stuff that I like to see here. But I would have just wanted just one announcement that would have been like, you know what? Cool. That's a 3 then. That is, that you earned that. Because I want to expect a little bit more from these state of plays. I do think them focusing on VR, it's hard to do that. And like, we've talked about this a bunch. Like, it's surprising that they didn't straight up have a PSVR 2 state of play that was like, really like, yo, here's the reason why you guys are going to want this and here's why you should. But them putting it in just a more like broad mainstream one, I understand that from a marketing perspective of them being like, all right, they're here for Justice League or for Suicide Squad, let's show them all the VR stuff, maybe we can sell them there. And it just kind of feels like I'm not really in the market on PSVR, I'm not really into the Suicide Squad, so like for me this really didn't do much. But
prettier looking shooting galleries,
exactly. Yeah. And that's what they are. Fogland's I thought looked cool, but like, things just looking cool aren't enough of a motivation for me to want to invest that much money into the system. And I'm sure I'm not alone there, you know? But the thing is, maybe it is speaking to somebody. But I would think with them talking about PSVR, we would have seen something that would have made us go, oh, they got this. Or like, they are going to do this thing or whatever it is. And didn't get that vibe. Going through some of the other stuff, like, there's exciting games there. The Destiny 2 looks great. Obviously, Resident Evil 4, I can't freaking wait. That looked absolutely phenomenal. Demo coming soon, that's exciting. And Street Fighter 6 continues to just kill. Like, see all the different stages they showed there, I'm like, this looks freaking rad. So games I want to play, we knew about them, the updates we got, I'm happy with it. But overall, I think this was it's a state of play, and I just really wish that's not how we felt about these things,
because
they could, I think, pretty easily like make them something a lot more special.
I do think it's a bummer that I think the best stuff we saw was stuff that we've already seen and know are going to be good. You know, like Street Fighter 6, we've already seen. We're already excited for. We're already sold on. Resident Evil 4, we've already seen, right? We've already been sold on, right? And you said one more other thing, I think, that we'd already seen. Or Destiny 2. Destiny 2 Lightfall. Yeah, we've already seen. That comes out next week, right? We're already excited for. This speaks to me so much as we have third-party obligations for marketing that we need to fulfill, right? Like, we've told people down the line of,
we
like,
have some make goods.
Yeah, like, hey, we told you we'll showcase your game for you. And this feels like, hey, okay, this is the showcase to throw everything in there because we promised that we would market these games. It doesn't feel like a state of play that needs to exist. Funny enough, like, a couple days ago, it might have been yesterday on KFGD, somebody in chat was like, my prediction is that at the end of the state of play, Blessing would say that this could have been a blog post. And guess what? You're fucking right. Yeah. It could have been a blog post.
See, I have a devil's advocate to that, just in the sense that I do think that a state of play can exist in this form, where the point of this state of play was us finally knowing what Suicide Squad is. That's a question we've been asking, and I think that they answered it. Is it the answers we all wanted? I don't know. That's up to each person to decide. But I do think that this not being an email, this is the right way to present, hey, we got a bunch of third-party games. Let's put them together and, like, let's market this to people with the tentpole of 15 minutes of Suicide Squad. We're going to explain what that game is. And so, like, I'm not mad about the presentation of this, and I think that it should. This is a great way going forward to do things, but I still just think you need, like, something that's a little more exciting or enticing to add to it if you're expecting people to sit here for 45 minutes.
And not every presentation can be the shadow drop show. Like, we understand that. Like, I don't want people to think that, you know, maybe we're a bit tougher on this because we got the Metroid Prime remaster or shadow drop in the Nintendo Direct. Like, I don't necessarily expect, hey, by the way, gigantic brand new IP or IP that's been remastered or remade and it's available today. Not expecting any of that. I just, of the unknowns that I always look forward to, where it's just like, oh shit, I didn't even know this is a game, and now it's here, and this is something new to look forward to this year. I just didn't see anything like that today. Everything looked fairly, like, kind of generic video game stuff today, and I just wanted something that was something that we could look forward to and mark on our calendar for 2023 and be like, holy shit. Oh, by the way, in September? Oh my God, I wasn't expecting that or whatever already this year.
Yeah. You want, like, a new surprise, right? Yeah. Something that you already didn't know about. I think that's the thing. That's the place where a state of play feels special some of the time is, I always go back to the one that we got last May where they showed off Rollerdrome, and I'm like, oh shit, what is this? And we're like, oh shit, there's state of plays before where they showed off a game like Sifu, and it's like, whoa, what is this?
And it's different strokes for different folks, right? Like, people
Humanity, I'm sure, is that for...
Sure, yeah. 100%. There's people watching today that were very excited about Baldur's Gate 3 or for Chia, which I could have sworn came out already. Like, this is kind of...
The thing is, those games are already all announced.
Yeah.
And, like, that's my thing is, I think a new game, and it doesn't even have to be a game coming out this year, right? Like, a new game that is, hey, this is a game from one of our partners or a game that's from an indie studio that looks rad, that is coming out someday, that makes us go, oh shit, this looks cool. Like, I think at least one or
something,
a couple of those would have been something to look forward to. I think that would have done a lot for us. But there wasn't, I don't think there was any of that for us when I look through the thing, right? Like, I think Wayfinder, I'm sure Wayfinder might have been announced already, but even that, like, I don't think any of us knew about Wayfinder, and that didn't do anything for us.
I had, like, seen the logo treatment on the internet, and I was like, that looks pretty. And that's all I kind of remember about it. And now it's an MMO, which is getting a beta for PS5, exclusive to PS5. I'm sure that excites some people out there who are looking for a new MMO experience, who are maybe tired of Final Fantasy 14 or whatever. But it just looked like, you know, stylized video game MMO template. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shout out to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. Remember those New Year's goals you promised yourself that you'd stick to? Well, HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. Fast and fresh recipes, HelloFresh's latest line of meals featuring robust flavors and filling portions, are ready in less than 15 minutes, so you can enjoy taste and quality done quick with recipes like falafel power bowls, seared steak and potatoes with béarnaise sauce, or Southwest pork and bean burritos. A ton of us here at Kinda Funny have been using HelloFresh for years. Kevin loves how easy it is to get Paula vegetarian options, while I just love how quick the fast and fresh recipes come together during a hectic day in the studio. Go to HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny65 and use code kindoffunny65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/kindoffunny65 and use code kindoffunny65 for 65% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's start with the big thing and kind of work our way around. So Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. Andy, you seemed like most interested in it out of any of us. You want to start this one off?
I mean, just as somebody who likes third-person and first-person shooters, playing those games on keyboard mouse, I enjoy that action of it. And I think all the airborne sort of action that we saw, whether it's double jumping or grapple hooks or jetpacks, all that sort of shit, just, it looks satisfying to do. It looks neat to... Sort of the same stuff that I liked about Anthem, which was a huge disappointment, but the biggest takeaways from that were, man, I loved throwing a gigantic grenade, seeing it explode, weaken those people, and then shoot them down, and kind of that instant satisfaction of whatever a third-person shooter does for you. And that's kind of what I was always expecting from Suicide Squad. When we heard that it was going to be a third-person shooter, that's like a good connection point for me, because I don't necessarily think that multiplayer beat-em-up brawlers work a whole lot, which is why I was in on the Avengers single-player story and just kind of dropped off immediately. When we saw Gotham Knights come out, I was like, this doesn't look exactly like what it needs to be. Again, remove the IP from this. Take away all the DC shit from this. This looks like a fun, action-packed, third-person shooter that has a lot of like momentum and action, and it just looks fun as hell.
Plus, what did you think?
Yeah, I don't disagree too much. I do think that Suicide Squad looks like a fun game. It's different from... what I would have wished for.
It's not what anybody wants. I'll say that. Yeah, like, I know that.
It's not really what I would want out of a Suicide Squad game, but I think I'm still going to play it. I'm probably going to play it with y'all. And I think, yeah, to your point, I think the airborne stuff, getting like headshots off, the sniper stuff, like having the different classes of weapons that they're showing off, and also having the different weapons developed by different organizations within the world.
More depth I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, that's very Borderlands. And looking at the gameplay combined with the idea of that being a Borderlands-style game does really appeal to me. I think that is a really fun idea. Suicide Squad, of course, is like going to bring humor and fun into it. And that's one of the little worries I have, is like, I hope the writing is quality overall. Because so far, for me, the trailers have been hit or miss with the tone and the humor. Like this one, honestly, a lot of the jokes didn't hit for me in this latest trailer. But there have been trailers before where I'm like, oh, that's a fun idea. Or like, oh, that's really interesting.
Oh, man, I've been playing Atomic Heart. Like, am I?
You're at the floor right now in terms of where riding is at. But, yeah, if they're able to bring in, like, the character dialogue in-game that is bringing in the goofiness and bringing in, the entertaining vibes, like a Borderlands, even though I know Borderlands is hit or miss for people in terms of writing, I think that could be something that's fun, right? And, they showed off some of the gear stuff. They showed off some of the weapon stuff. I've just accepted that it is what it is.
Right.
Cool. Either I go with it and go, all right, let's see what this geared Suicide Squad game is like, or I just peace out and go, all right, this isn't for me. And yeah, so far I want to see more. Like I kind of want to experience it. I think the gameplay actually does look pretty fun, but it looks fun for the idea of, oh yeah, me, Andy, Mike, whoever are going to waste time with it. It doesn't look fun in terms of top 10 game of the year contender.
Not everything needs to be. Yeah, I think all the mid-air abilities and how the developers can get creative with how your Suicide Squad member is kind of maneuvering around the world. Like there's a clear emphasis on verticality and movement, and that is so key for me when it comes to a third or first person shooter. This just looks like a lot of fun. I just think it is kind of a bummer that we think about WB Montreal and Rocksteady, and before both of these games were announced and coming out, you kind of had the rumor mill of like, all right, well, if one of them is working on a games as a service, the other studio's got to be working on the next big Gotham entry, or vice versa, you know what I mean? And the fact that, you know, Batman fans have had a rough go of it these past couple of years, you know, I feel like that is kind of a bummer for the Barretts out there who are like, I just want the next big Batman title. Just give me the big, meaty single-player game without all the bullshit looting and getting new legendary gauntlets that add plus five, whatever. Like, that shit is not what these fans want. But this looks like something that I want. And I didn't really know I wanted. And I will be playing this.
Yeah, it looks fun. The positives I have are, like, the gameplay does look fun. It looks like it can be pick up and play and have a good time, even if you're not doing that great, whatever. And Bless was saying this in our live reaction, but the looks like there's some satisfying UI elements, and like it looks like it feels good to shoot, and like
the
you
sounds,
get rewarded with the sound and stuff. Like, that stuff's cool. I think that otherwise, though, like, there's not a chance I'm playing this. Like, this just, nothing adds up to me where... The Outrider stuff, I had a blast with Outriders. That was so much fun. And I remember playing and being like, man, I feel like this could have been so much cooler if there was an IP I actually cared about attached to the story and like whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not just
Avatar.
Generic. Like, God,
remember
Avatar,
remember that 4v4 Avatar game we saw? It's like Red
One.
Yeah.
Wait, was that the one at the presentation I hosted?
Yeah.
We made fun of that. I roasted the fuck out of that. That was not. This is a Valorant fucking...
That's going to be game of the year.
There's a lot about this game that I feel like it's working against itself for the things I'd be looking for, where you've said some of this already, Andy, but like, this isn't what we're looking for from Rocksteady. This isn't what we're looking for a DC game. This isn't like, it's the Suicide Squad, and then it's also this third person thing, but they all seem like they explained it later that like, oh, this is how they're all different. Like, Harley's more acrobatic, and I'm like, you're telling me that, but you're showing me that
they all look acrobatic.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what's his name?
King Shark.
I was gonna call him Shark Tail, and I was like, that's not his name. That's the little
Just Ron Punches. Ron Punches.
Yeah. Like, when we were seeing his gameplay, I'm like, he seems like somebody
Samoa Joe in this one.
He seemed like a character that should be heavy and should be in tanky, and they mentioned that, oh yeah, he's a tank. I'm like, oh okay, I do need you to show that a bit more, because he is zooming all over the place in this game.
Yeah, and it's just it just seems like there's a lot more like verticality, and like they're flying through the air and like spinning around. They're all flying, and I'm like, why is the Suicide Squad flying? And that is something I just can't separate in my head. I'm just like, I have expectations of what the DC world is and these characters. And this kind of just seems like, yeah, fuck it, it's a video game though. How to make the video game fun. And honestly, that's great. The game looks fun. But then to surround it with Rocksteady making a DC game, and this is the vibe. The other thing is the dialogue. I am like, I hate it. Like, none of this is hitting me. And so far, every trailer I've seen for this, all the jokes, I've been like, I don't like this. I don't like the, here's the good guys, they're evil, and they're making jokes. I know there's a trend of everybody talking shit about MCU humor, and then there's all the TikToks of the people, oh, they're right behind me, huh? Like, at this point, those jokes are so tried and true, where it's like, I'm over it, guys. I get it. Mm-hmm. This seems like, it almost seems like
at some point, Superman, like, Captain Boomerang's gonna be talking, and then you're gonna see Superman descend behind him, and Captain Boomerang's gonna be like, "Oh, he's right behind me, isn't he?"
I mean, even in what we saw here,
you gotta do the Australian accent.
Oh, I made it. Like,
Captain Boomerang legitimately said that's gonna leave a mark.
Yeah.
Oh man, like that's just like, yo, this ain't it.
It's fully that quote right there. I think it's fully encompassing of what this game feels like, which is just generic. Which, like. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about the Suicide Squad IP where like people just can't quite reach what they want to with this one. My whole disappointment with this is like it doesn't. I don't know who this is for. Kind of like what you guys have been talking about. Like, I am the I would say biggest Arkham fan, specifically the game series at the studio. And this doesn't look for me. And then it's like, all right, Andy, you seem like semi excited about that. Were you the audience that they were trying to reach? I don't feel like they were trying to reach their past audience with their past games. And that just like, that's what leaves me with the question of like, what was the mindset behind this for the last 8 years? You know? So I don't know. It's just
what this could have been is like a From Software making a Tenchu game and then going, you know what? That doesn't really fit this IP. Let's just make a brand new IP called Sekiro. Like Rocksteady could have been making this as a Suicide Squad game and be like,
you know what?
Fuck all the superhero stuff. Fuck these. Like, let's just do. This could just be its own brand new thing.
I would rather have done that.
100%. Because
then, if it wasn't the DC comic tie-in, right, there would have been a different expectation set after all these years.
If you showed me the same game, but it had more of a cartoony art style with like not
high-fi these characters,
if it had a Hi-Fi Rush art style, like
Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive. I feel like that's an entirely different vibe that would work for what we're seeing in a lot of gameplay. Of course, there's still more to talk about there in terms of the content, but
yeah, yeah. It looked like Hi-Fi Rush. It was a single player game.
And it had rhythm elements to it. It had dope music.
Miyazaki developed it. If it was set in a
and then if they shadow dropped
scary
it.
World.
I saw a second ago Quack Attack in the chat was like if you don't like it, just don't play the game, and like that's it. It's like, but that's not the case. Like, yes, if you like it, play it. If you don't. That's fine. But this is Rocksteady that we're talking about. Like, this is a team that so many people have been so excited of what they're doing next for a decade at this point of looking forward to it. And to see this, I do think that it's a bummer that even if you are excited for this, even if you're in the chat right now and you're like, I think you guys are wrong, this is exactly what I'm looking for, I feel bad because you're not going to get what you want because this game is not going to be supported as long as they're saying it is. Mm-hmm. And as they do that, there's not going to be enough people playing because they're being too ambitious with the Battle Pass stuff. Like, mm-hmm. Am I wrong about that? Like,
how many
games have been canceled in the last year or shut down or whatever? Not canceled's not the right word, but like
shut down.
It's the story of these games, and this is coming. It doesn't look like it's solving those issues at all.
And the content doesn't get pushed out as far enough as they initially promised because they noticed that the player base isn't there, and why waste resources to do that? I think this could have been a massive, massive win if we saw all these leaks leading up to this and we saw the leaked images of the Battle Pass up there and all this stuff. If they came out today and said, there's no Battle Pass stuff, this is not, we're not going to do this as a games of service, this is a single, I think there would have been a huge, massive PR win for them. And
even without that stuff, just looking at the gameplay and everything else, that would have been a minor win in the grand scheme of what this gameplay looks like, what the writing looks like, etc.
Looks like we're offline.
I am disconnected from everything. That's cool.
Disconnected.
But we're still recording.
We're still recording, everybody. That's not good at all for this episode in particular. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay,
GamesCast is live, and it's going to be there.
I think we're going to have to do 2 YouTube videos or something like that.
Oh, this is
we're
going to
have to re-upload.
Oh, this isn't good, everybody.
That's all right.
But hey, you know what? Hey, we have fun here. Kind of funny, y'all.
Deadshot got him.
any other thoughts on Suicide Squad?
I hope that, like, you know, obviously I hope every game comes out and is excellent. Is a 10 out of 10 game, right? And I hope we're proven wrong. Right, I hope we get the game and we're like, oh shit, never mind. Like, this shit has some steam to it. Like, oh man, what they did with Flash, damn, he was beheading people and it was really good. I hope we get to that place. But you know, I'm holding out hope is my thing.
I do. I think the pie in the sky hope for this is that the main campaign is engaging enough in the way that I thought when Avengers came out. Sure, I knew I was going to give up very, very quick on the multiplayer aspects of it. But I had fun exploring the world with, you know, Kamala and kind of seeing this brand new campaign that I had never seen before. And I had never seen this in a video game, and kind of getting the little hints of all these Avengers characters interacting with each other was cool and neat. And I wasn't expecting a story that I would give like near the end. It got kind of messy, right? But like, overall, the Avengers campaign, pretty decent, not too bad.
Yeah.
That's Tim's a fair review.
Me.
No, you're right.
Tim's it was, me a it face.
Pretty, yeah, no, pretty decent. Look, not too
I'm
bad.
With you. The highs of the Avengers campaign are so high, and like, but to me, it was always a constant reminder of like, oh, I wish this was the game.
Here's what could have been,
because it's not the game. There's so much other stuff around.
And I think that's my pie in the sky hope, is that this game still at least delivers some sort of campaign that is worthwhile, and I'm not just speeding through dialogue or speeding through cutscenes. Like, I want to care a little bit about the campaign.
You know, this is a weird thing to say, but people out there that watch comic book stuff, the cartoons specifically, will get what I'm saying. DC, on the animated side, has crushed it for decades. They put out so many like things that are like canon in the DC animated universe.
And are widely loved.
Widely loved.
Yeah.
They do a whole bunch of like Elseworld stories that are like, hey, here's a standalone movie, whatever. They're not all widely loved. There's also the ones you're walking to Blockbuster and you see a bunch of shit and you're like, oh, I guess there's that. This, to me, everything about it reads that way, where I'm like, I just don't have faith that this story is going to be interesting. I think this is going to be, oh, Suicide Squad kills the Justice League. That's going to be one of those movies that people are like, oh yeah, watch this and this, but don't watch that one, you know? And like, I think that is a bad starting place, that I don't think that I'm alone in thinking this, where it's like, there's a ton of these, especially the Harley Quinn series. Like, we are so familiar with Harley Quinn, with Tara Strong's Harley Quinn, right? Seeing it in this, it's like, oh, is that Harley? Or is it Spider-Man? I don't know.
It reminds me of you know, getting a 5v5 Overwatch style Gundam game. You know, like, I know a lot of the hardcore fans of that IP would prefer to have something a little bit meatier instead of just a multiplayer objective based first person shooter or third person shooter, which is kind of an odd choice. I feel like that's it here. I think it's just an IP in the wrong genre. But it still looks fun to me. I'm playing.
$70.
I'm playing with you.
Right?
No way.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Next-gen title.
Gotham Knights was 70, bro.
Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we doing? I guess. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go.
I'll swipe the card for everybody. I'll buy it for everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll buy it for you, Barrett. All right.
Let's move on.
Barrett, you can be Boomerang.
That's a waste of $70.
Boomerang Barrett, and I'm going to call you.
No.
Let's move on to the Capcom bit. We got a little Street Fighter 6, Resident Evil 4. Andy, I want to know your thoughts on RE4.
I mean, RE4 just looks like that stunning visual title. Like, you got to play it at max settings. It looks like a lot of fun. And plus, it looks like it's still retaining that camp, because RE4 is like one of the few games that I actually did play back in the day, because it was a tiny bit less scary, even though the chainsaw guy scared the shit out of me in the village. But the idea of it still being like this fast action thing, and Leon suddenly, you know, you talk about Leon from part two coming to here and he's like shit talking the the villagers, talking shit to him or whatever. It just seems like they kept the same sort of genre in mind. They knew that RE4 has a tone and we cannot get too far away from it, but it's going to have all the lighting and visual stuff that's going to keep the game super scary, if not make it scarier. This looks like this is going to be a lot scarier than RE4, just based on what they can do tech-wise to the environment.
Bless.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It's funny, because as we were watching the trailer, I was trying to watch it while also not pay too much attention, because again, I want to keep this shit fresh.
Yeah,
you're covering like the screen. Or
yeah, I'm like, I don't want to see too much, but I mean, it looks really good. It looks fantastic, and yeah, like the more I see of it, the more I'm like, yeah, this looks like it's gonna be a fantastic game. This looks like this looks like they're doing the damn thing. And you talk about like it being scary and it having the horror elements. It reminds me a little bit of Resident Evil Village in terms of setting and tone and all that stuff. Obviously, that's because Resident Evil Village took place in a village, which is inspired by 4. But we had a back and forth about Resident Evil Village being scary or not. And I found Village very scary, and that might have been for a particular section that I think most people would find scary in that game. But even overall, like the werewolves and shit in that game, I was like, oh, it's getting me. Like, there's something about this kind of setting in horror that does work pretty well for me. And yeah, seeing in this trailer, I'm like, yeah, this looks like it's going to work as well for me. So
that shot, that sort of quick time moment that happened about 10, 15 seconds ago, where the dude jumps on Leon and the light is coming from underneath, like, it's giving me, I'm getting the same sort of Spider-Man PS4 debut vibes. You're like, there's no way this is a video game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And dude, you know, it's funny, because like, I remember playing RE2 and even RE3, but like the remakes, and having that feeling playing it.
Like there's no shot this is real.
As I'm playing, yeah. I'm like, wow, how the fuck did we get here with video games, man? The RE engine is just stunning. And now being on the PS5, it's even more impressive, right? And taking one of the greatest games of all time and giving it that treatment, we're in for something so special. Like, I can't wait. I haven't replayed RE4 since the Wii version came out. And like that, so that's a long ass time ago, and I had a blast with it. So I'm very excited for this. And
playing
it just
in performance. You playing in fidelity
for this game? I don't know. We'll see. I bounce back and forth. These days, I have been going performance because I feel like it just looks so damn good. Anyways, for most games, but with RE, I don't know that you necessarily like.
You need performance for the faster reaction time because of the parry, Tim.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha.
Parry master. Yeah.
Good call.
I mean, quick time events. Like RE4 was one of the first games to really kind of make that like a cool thing. Like that, I remember being like, it happened with like God of War and stuff as well. But like RE4, I think that was the first time I remember where quick time events felt like a cinematic fun. Like, oh shit, like this is engaging. And now we all look at it like this is fucking wasted.
This isn't just a cutscene. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. With like the boulders falling and stuff. But I thought it looks great. And we're so close to it. And a demo coming out, that's exciting as well.
Speaking of that, I saw somebody in chat. I mean, I might have to actually check this to make sure, right? But I saw somebody in chat say that the Humanity demo is up, which might count for your out today prediction.
Oh, that's interesting.
Let me double check and get back to you.
You got a little shadow drop.
Yeah, that's cool.
You got shadow drop.
Shadow drop, baby. Street Fighter 6, you know, not too much new information. We got, I guess, some character confirmations officially. Apparently, they've leaked before.
Can't believe they put Zangief in the game.
I know. Who the fuck would have thought? But yeah, two return. We got Zangief and Cammy. Both look great. And then we got a new character named Lily, who I think looks really, really interesting. Like, I want to give her a shot.
Are those high, like, what are these weapons? Are they like the Hylai scoops? You ever seen people play Hylai?
Yeah.
What are those in her hands? Like a weird, like, oh, that's like a baton, actually. Yeah. Never mind.
Or also, chat, is she related to T-Hawk? Is there any, like, anything online about her being
I saw some people in chat saying that, but I don't think that's a, I don't know if that's a thing.
Because they have, like, similar vibes and attire.
Cammy looks dope as shit.
Cammy looks incredible. Like, it's actually pretty, like, she just looks fantastic. Also, what's his name? Zangief, I think, looks great, too. I like what they're doing in terms of, like, giving him more of a luchador vibe. Yeah, everything. Every single time we see this game, I'm like, this just looks fantastic.
Yeah, I'm mixed on the art style, and I seem to be definitely in the minority on that, where people are losing their shit about it.
I don't think you are in the minority. Yeah? Okay. I do see a lot of conjecture when it comes to, like, man, this game looks like a last-gen sort of title. And I think that could just have been some levels that we've seen in the past, whether it's the lighting hitting in certain different ways. Today, I think it's looked really, really damn
good. And that's my thing, is, like, so far with the levels, I've been kind of like, oh, it's cool. Seeing, like, Zangief's wrestling ring and the London streets there, I'm like, oh, cool. I like the variation we're getting. And, like, that's something I've always loved about Street Fighter, is the world warrior element of it, and, like, going everywhere and seeing how everything looks and sounds. And sounds is the other thing. Not a fan of new themes, but, yeah. Hey, I get it. Someone might be, but...
All of the themes so far have seemed kind of, like... all the instruments being used are the same.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bummer.
There's a vibe to this overall that kind of just feels like, this is the hip-hop one. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, the look of it and all, it's like, it just kind of seems generic to me, as opposed to, like, Street Fighter 3 was hip-hop. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was inspired. That felt great. This kind of just feels like, I don't know. But the game looks incredible. Can't wait. We played it. It's awesome.
Fucking dope. So. The Humanity demo is available right now on the USPS store and on Steam, and it's available up until March 6th. And so if you want to check out Humanity and really figure out what the fuck that game is, now's the time to do so.
Sounds cool that y'all played it. I wish I could have played it with y'all there.
I mean, there's been, like, why weren't you in the beta? There's multiple closed betas.
I don't know. How about you talk to your people, Blessing?
Talk to your fucking people, Blessing.
They're busy. But yeah, I agree with, in terms of like, soundtrack and, like, art style. I think it looks good, but also it is derivative, or I guess maybe iterative of Street Fighter 4 and Street Fighter 5. I think it would be cool to see them bring even more. I think they're really trying with the graffiti stuff and trying to make a lot of the character actions more flashy by having some of the moves be like. Have like the graffiti animation and all that stuff appear on screen.
Spray paint kind of color splashes.
The color splash stuff, yeah. I would like them to go harder, but I think right now, for what we've seen, I think that, I mean, that is pretty much what we got, right? Like, I don't know if they're going to add much more to it, but yeah, like, I can kind of see where you're coming from there, especially coming off of something like Street Fighter Third Strike, which I think sets a fucking bar.
It's a league of, it is what it is.
It's a league of its own.
That's a bygone era. Yeah. We're not
going
back to
that. That's the best art style of all time.
Maybe of all time, yeah. That game just looks incredible, and it's so smooth, and to your point about the soundtrack being hip-hop and really representing that. Yeah, like, I'm surprised, at least so far in the beta, who knows about the final game, that, like, there's not rap music over the character select. You know, I think that kind of cohesion and that kind of let's commit to a style really goes a long way in terms of really making your game stand out and feel stylish. And yeah, I could see why you would want more from that.
I love the Street Fighter 4 style was just like, all right, we're gonna go for the music, super epic orchestral, it's all the hits, you know, it's super hype and super epic. But then the theme song was a fucking boy band. Remember that shit?
I remember it.
Indestructible.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that. Just fucking hype, bro.
I think, like, my last Touchstone 2 Street, the last time I was really into Street Fighter and, like, the FGC was Street Fighter 4. So that's why all of the spray painting color splash stuff has been, I'm with you, Blessing, where it kind of feels like
this
they
was
just
very
kind of expanded
cool before,
upon it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ink splots.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool. But again, game looks great.
Can't wait. Talk to your people, Blessing. Get me in there.
I'll figure it out.
So, Blessing, I want to talk to you about PSVR. You reviewed it for us. You've been playing a whole bunch of it. We saw a montage in the beginning, the Foglands, Journey to Foundation, Before Your Eyes VR. Does any of that do anything for you?
I mean, I thought Foglands looked cool. It's one that I want to try out. It's like Before Your Eyes, I definitely want to try out. That's one that I've heard Janet talk a lot about. That's the game where you control it by blinking, and blinking is a core mechanic in the game. And Janet was talking about it as being this moving experience. And it seems like one where VR might be the definitive way to play the game. The art style looks really cool. The trailer starts off with you talking to this wolf man, and I did not know that that was a thing in this game, so I want to know what the fuck that's about. But yeah, it seems like a cool different kind of game with a mechanic that actually fits and works for what VR is. I think that's the thing that I very much desire out of my VR experiences, is an experience that is either enhanced or feels like it is meant for this, right? VR really enhances and brings something new to this kind of experience. Before Your Eyes seems like that. The Foglands, you know, seemed fun. It seemed interesting. It goes back to what we're talking about during the live reactions, where a lot of the VR stuff feels kind of like arcade experiences or shooting galleries, and there's been a lot of that, so it's hard for me to get excited about another one of those unless there's something extra that it's bringing. And Foglands, I mean, I don't know what the extra is from Foglands, but looking at it, I'm like, it looks good, right? And it was Synapse. I think Synapse was the one by the Fract people. That's like the fast paced shooter. That one looked fun as well, right? It looked like it might be a little bit sick, but it's one that I want to try out just to see. But as a whole, the VR portion of the showcase didn't move me. But you know, I think the games look fine. I think the game looks cool, especially Before Your Eyes.
Besides the VR stuff, Destiny 2. Just kind of a launch trailer. It's coming next week. But like, what was your guys' hype levels for that?
I'm very excited.
I am very, very excited. As somebody who finally hopped back into Destiny last season, who kind of caught up on a lot of older content with Witch Queen and even the one before that, I'm drawing a blank right now on the
Forsaken,
piece of content dropped before that.
The Witch Queen. The moon is moving.
Taken King.
The moon is
beyond
out
light.
Of orbit.
Beyond light. Thank you, Nitro 39. Us Nitro's got to stick together.
The Taken King.
I'm very, very excited for whatever the hell is happening here. I want to check out our friend Alex O'Neill's lore video. He made kind of a lore catch-up video. Because whenever I'm watching these things, I'm very much like Joey Noel, where I'm just skipping past. I'm like, I don't care. Let me get shooty headshot crits. And I want to actually find out what the hell is happening here. Because Kallus is back. Homeboy from that one raid is back.
Man, shout out my homie Kallus.
Yeah.
Man, I miss him.
All gold everywhere. All gold everywhere. Well, I mean, we thought we did, but somehow he's back.
but here's the thing.
Somehow Darth Sidious is back. What's up?
We learned that he was like a robot or whatever that we killed him at
he
the
was,
end of
yeah.
that?
He was. Yeah. At the end of it, he's like a robot. Yeah, it's like, classic. Wow. Big
spoilers
twist.
For a six-year-old fucking
I mean, you
raid.
Can't even, you literally can't play that raid anymore.
Big twist. Yeah, I'm just super stoked, man. I ended up watching that 15-minute long Bungie, I always call them Vidocs, but apparently they're Vidocs.
Motherfuckers.
Vidoc, you know what I mean? I say Vidoc. I'm going to call it Vidoc.
Vidoc.
Vidoc. It's like a Vidoc.
Like
a video documentary.
Yeah.
Video.
Like what they did for Psychonauts?
Yeah.
Isn't it just called a documentary?
No, but like, well, it's like a special sort of category. You know what I mean?
Like a 15-minute.
That Psychonauts documentary is pretty dope.
Real gamers know. Anyway, all the movement stuff looks insanely cool with whatever this strand is. They're calling it the strand, the green sort of thing that's helping you grapple. But there's also
Kojima's influence.
He was right.
There's also all these cool abilities that kind of go along with it. All of the different classes have their own sort of strand talent trees and everything. It just looks like a ton of fun. And I'm super stoked to get back into it.
I like the art style.
Little PS Plus update here. We got, Chia, March 21st, Chia. Coming to Premium and Extra on PS Plus. We also saw Legacy of Thieves from Uncharted, the collections come in, Rainbow Six Extraction. Bless, you're way more in tune with the PS Plus side of things. What do you think of that showing? Is this cool?
I mean, it's fine. I think Chia is actually the one that had me excited for PS Plus, because I've been asking this more. I want more day-and-date cool indie titles coming to PlayStation Plus Extra. We got that with Stray in July, and I don't think they've done nearly enough with that style of release. So Chia being another one, I think, is a very good call, and I want them to do this more. That actually got me very excited. In terms of the stuff they announced coming to PS Plus, like Rainbow Six and all that stuff, cool.
Andy.
What's up, bro?
You're a fucking maniac for what you just did.
Wait, what do you do?
Oh, blessing. I am so sorry what for about, what is bro? About the hellstorm that what is about to rain down upon you on Twitter.
No. I don't know what
did you say something about your PR?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jared, if you could bring up Andy Cortez's tweet.
They're not happy with me on the internet.
Oh,
right
now.
No.
I don't know,
man. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what sort of
I don't think you understand the abuse that I've had to endure in my DMs.
I don't know what sort of accusation.
Andy Cortez tweets, "Hey, I kind of funny vids audience. Last time I chatted with At Blessing Jr. about PSVR, he typed it as PSZZZR because it was boring, apparently."
What? Who typed
the
that?
Chaos is out there, everybody.
I don't know if you've seen my DMs. I should show you. I should, like, literally, like,
who typed that,
oh,
bro?
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
man. You. Hold on. God, we need to make shirts that say Wii U is life. Or Wii U means life.
Wii U means life.
Oh, Lord. There's an energy here in the water at San Francisco, everybody.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck were we talking about? PS Plus. That's what we were talking about.
I didn't think you would see that yet.
I was looking at Twitter because I saw some people in the chat potentially bringing up some breaking news, but I can't confirm it, so I'm not even going to bring it up because I don't believe y'all motherfuckers.
Was it somebody lying about Half-Life Alyx?
No.
I looked that up. No. can't just say things are real when they're not.
I want to talk about Goodbye Volcano High from Co-op, coming out June 15th, which I think that is the new info there. This is it. Mortal Kombat 12 confirmed for this year in a Warner Brothers Discovery earnings call.
Why?
You can't just do that there, bro.
Why wouldn't they just put it in the thing?
Okay, guys, it could have been an email. It could have been a this. We can't have it every fucking way, all right? It could have been in a Warner Brothers Discovery earning call.
This should not have been an email. This should have been. Y'all, this could have been a logo on a fucking stream that would have taken this from a 2 to a 3.
All it needed to be was a logo, and it would have been so hyped.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love it. I love it so much.
I'm so mad.
What a fucking disaster this world is.
The stuff we want in presentations isn't impressive.
Do we get Tekken 8 this year, Bless?
I don't think so.
Do we get Mortal Kombat 12 this year?
I don't think so. No. I think Street Fighter 6 is the one for this year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's impossible to get Tekken 8. You know, if Tekken 8 comes, I think it'll be like deep into the fall. Because they've already started the rollout. We got a new trailer for. Was it Kazuya chat? A new gameplay trailer for Kazuya at the... correct me if I'm wrong about this. I think we got that earlier this week.
Yeah, we did. We saw the VO person, right?
That the video possibly. You just sent me, Tim?
Yeah.
People are saying yes. All right. So yeah, they're drip feeding this in a way where that is fairly consistent, right? Like it feels like every month or so there's some new Tekken thing, which gives me hope that like, oh, maybe it could be ready sooner than later, but... I feel like by now you would at least say a window, right? Like you would at least be like, oh, and it's coming out this fall, or maybe it's coming out in 2023. That couldn't be an E3 thing, but
totally. I mean, I feel like that's the thing is I don't think that they would have by now necessarily. It's still so early in the year, and like we have a lot of showcases to go, right? Mm-hmm. In the coming months. So especially with E3 happening, maybe, probably 100%, but
yeah,
Ubisoft's not sure. So we'll see.
yeah, it's interesting now. Like, wait. Hold on. Discussing Film says Mortal Kombat 12 is releasing this year. There's no way.
That's what we just said, Bless.
Oh,
Bless,
I'm
literally just
sorry.
That's what we're talking about.
I missed the this year part. I didn't see the this year part.
I missed the this year part. I thought it was just, hey, it's an earnings call. Yes, this thing is coming.
Yeah.
Well, it said this year, which I think I still don't necessarily believe, but I don't know why I think that, though. I think Street Fighter, Tekken, and Mortal Kombat could all come out this year, and that'd be wild. And then they're going to fight to the death.
Wow. Who do you think represents from each one?
What about three?
What about no, from like which fighter would you pull from each one of them to fight against each other in a 1v1v1 battle royale?
I mean, I feel like you just got to go with like the title. Like
I'd bring in Rain.
Oh, shit. Okay.
For Mortal Kombat.
Cool.
I'd bring in fucking Rain or Sektor. Yeah. Man, those guys are cool. I had never heard the word Sektor before. I was like, that's a cool word.
That is a cool ass word.
And this dude is a red robot.
Yo, how dope is Yoshimitsu? He's like, you know what, motherfuckers? I'm in Tekken and Soul Calibur.
God. Shout out to Yoshimitsu.
He's got range.
And if you just press buttons, he'll hurt himself.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call.
This is Greg Miller.
Hello, Greg Miller. You are live on. Yeah.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I come with breaking news for Blessing. Mortal Kombat 12 is confirmed for this year.
God damn it. God damn it.
Did you hear what he said about PSVR 2?
I hate you all.
Easy. Oh, my God. This kid's got a death wish.
How you doing, Greg?
He said PSZ snored.
What's happening tonight?
Dice Awards. Me and Stella are hosting. It's going to be great.
Wow. You guys should all watch that. Have fun. Good luck.
Bye. Shout me out.
Tap your knee, Greg. Tap your knee for Andy.
Shout out bonermonger.com.
Please. On stage. Oh, my freaking God. What else we got? There was a Naruto Boruto Ultimate Ninja Storm connection.
Look great.
Yeah, game of the show. Game of the show.
That's cool. I know people like those games.
Yeah.
Put them all together.
In a room they could fit in there.
Yeah.
In a small bedroom.
That's so funny. What else we got? Anything you guys want to say? That was pretty much everything covered there. So we got PlayStation Showcase, apparently, coming before E3 time, according to Jeff Grubb. Gotta imagine that's going to be a banger and a half.
Oh,
Spider-Man 2. Probably other new announcements.
Wolverine.
Maybe.
Metal Gear Solid 3 remake.
Probably. That's where it's going to be. Yeah. Right?
I mean, I would imagine that happens in May. Right? Like, that was where we got the last state of play around that that time. And I think that rolls in right into E3 timing, which, you know, the thing we talked about this morning on KFGD was the fact that Konami seems like they're, and this is according to VGC, they seem like they're going to bring back MGS3 as a remake and then also announce a new Castlevania, and that they're prepping to hopefully bring back a lot of these IP in bigger ways, but that they're also going to have an E3 presence. I think if that's the case, then yeah, like if a PlayStation Showcase time for late May would perfectly line up for all of those big third-party partners who might want to then show something off at an E3. I hope that happens, right? I hope we get a Metal Gear Solid 3 and a Spider-Man 2 and like trailers in the same showcase, along with like whatever's next for
Bloodborne remake. Yeah.
Bloodborne. I was gonna say like Sucker Punch.
What you doing, Blue Point?
I mean, I was seeing that it's Bloodborne's like some anniversary's coming up at some point.
What?
That's how years work.
The 8-year anniversary.
Oh, man.
Everybody loves the 8-year anniversary. Yeah,
there's a Bloodborne.
imagine you just sort of like it's a calm sort of sound. Right, just imagine a calm sound, whatever that could be, wind, mm-hmm. wrestling.
Yeah.
And then you hear, thank you, Baron. And then you hear a little answer. Hey, part 3's coming out.
Waiting, huh?
We remade part 3. Man, I can't fucking wait.
You kind of get into Michael Douglas a little bit there.
Hey, Scott. You had to control the ant, Scott.
Oh, man. Well, I think that this has been a fun
video
day
games, man.
Of all
video
of
games.
Video games, they're happening. They're happening all around us. Let us know in the comments below what you would give this on a scale of 1 to 5. How excited you are for the PlayStation Showcase that is going to happen at some point. We all believe it in our souls. And until next time, I love you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Scott.